Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Heaven is Beautiful, How Dying Taught Me That Death is Just the Beginning by Peter Baldwin Panagore is a spiritual memoir built around a near-death experience that occurred during an ice climbing accident in 1980. Panagore, then a college senior and novice climber, became trapped with a more experienced partner on the lower Weeping Wall along the Ice Fields Parkway in Alberta, Canada. As hypothermia and exhaustion overwhelmed him, he lost consciousness and, as he recounts it, died on the mountain. The book blends survival and wilderness adventure with an account of what he experienced beyond ordinary awareness, including fear, judgment, forgiveness, and an encounter with overwhelming divine love that he describes as heaven. Written years after the event, the narrative also follows the long aftermath of integrating the experience into daily life and faith. Panagore draws on his later theological education and ministry to reflect on what his experience suggests about death, the soul, and spiritual transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a wilderness accident that becomes a threshold experience. The memoir opens with the concrete realities of a high-risk outdoor climb and the cascading decisions that can turn an ambitious day into catastrophe. Panagore frames himself as relatively inexperienced, traveling with a more skilled climber to a famous ice climbing site in the Canadian Rockies. The physical setting matters because it anchors the story in an identifiable, hazardous environment where cold, fatigue, and time pressure are not abstractions but forces that shape every choice. As the descent goes wrong and the climbers become stranded, the narrative leans into the sensations of exposure and dwindling capacity, emphasizing how quickly competence can erode under hypothermia and fear. This survival framework does more than create suspense. It establishes a credible before and after, making the spiritual testimony that follows feel connected to bodily limits rather than detached from them. The mountain becomes a literal and symbolic edge, a place where ordinary plans collapse and the question of mortality is unavoidable. By beginning with danger and helplessness, the book prepares the reader to understand the near-death episode as the culmination of a realistic ordeal rather than an isolated mystical moment. Secondly, the near-death experience as a journey through fear and mercy. At the heart of the book is Panagore's account of what he perceived while his body shut down in the cold. He describes a movement through darkness, dread, and a sense of moral and spiritual exposure before arriving at a radically different perception, characterized by acceptance and love. The memoir treats these stages not as decorative imagery, but as experiential lessons. Fear is confronted, defenses drop away, and the need for forgiveness becomes central. Rather than presenting the afterlife as a simple postcard of bliss, Panagore portrays it as psychologically and spiritually consequential, a process that clarifies what matters and what does not. The idea of judgment appears less as a courtroom scene and more as an encounter with truth that cannot be negotiated. In contrast, the book emphasizes mercy and unconditional love as the final defining reality of his experience, which he associates with God. This structure allows the narrative to explore both hellish and heavenly dimensions without reducing them to sensationalism. The result is an NDE account focused on transformation, a passage from terror into trust that reframes death as transition rather than annihilation. Thirdly, heaven depicted as overwhelming love rather than mere scenery. One of the book's distinctive emphases is its portrayal of heaven primarily in relational and emotional terms. Panagore's language centers on an all-encompassing love that feels personal, intelligent, and healing more than on detailed geography or elaborate visual architecture. This focus matters because it shifts the reader's attention from curiosity about what heaven looks like to the question of what communion with the divine might mean. In his telling, the most persuasive evidence of the experience is its moral and spiritual impact. The encounter dissolves the fear of death and exposes the smallness of ordinary anxieties when measured against a reality defined by love. The memoir also connects this love to forgiveness, implying that reconciliation is not an optional extra, but part of the atmosphere of heaven itself. By stressing love as the central feature, Panagore aligns his account with streams of Christian mysticism that describe God not primarily as an object to be analyzed, but as a presence to be met for readers. This framing offers a theological takeaway without requiring technical doctrine. If heaven is real, its essence is not reward, but relationship. And that relationship calls the living toward compassion and interchange. Fourthly, integrating the experience into ordinary life and faith, the memoir does not end with the rescue or the peak spiritual moment. A major topic is the long work of integrating an extraordinary experience into a normal human life. Panagore describes an ongoing spiritual journey that continues for decades, shaped by questions that cannot be easily resolved by a single event. This integration theme acknowledges a common tension in near-death literature. A luminous experience may provide certainty in the moment, yet living afterward requires patience, discernment, and the humility to function within everyday responsibilities. The book suggests that the aftermath includes both comfort and struggle, including the challenge of communicating what happened without reducing it or turning it into a performance. Panagore's later path into theological study and church ministry functions here as a practical response rather than treating the NDE as a private treasure. He seeks vocabulary and community frameworks capable of holding it. This portion of the narrative invites readers to consider spiritual maturity as something developed over time, not instant enlightenment. It also positions the story as more than a survival tale, making it a memoir about vocation and meaning how a confrontation with death can reorient priorities, deepen empathy, and change what one believes life is for. Lastly, theology and Christian mysticism used to interpret experience, Panagore brings more than personal memory to the page. The book incorporates reflection shaped by formal theological training and interest in Christian mysticism, using those lenses to interpret what his experience might mean without turning the memoir into a textbook. This adds a second track to the narrative of the lived event and the later attempt to understand it responsibly. He explores how concepts like forgiveness, grace, and the nature of God intersect with an NDE that felt more real than ordinary consciousness. The memoir's theological dimension can feel denser than purely experiential accounts, but it also gives the book a distinctive voice in the category. Instead of presenting the afterlife as a generic spiritual realm, Panagore situates his language in a Christian framework while still speaking in accessible human terms about love, fear, and surrender. That combination allows readers to engage at different levels. Some will read for the story, others for the spiritual claims, and others for the interpretive method of holding mystery alongside tradition. Importantly, the book models a posture of reflection rather than triumphal certainty. It treats theology as a tool for integration and ethical living, implying that any glimpse of heaven should lead not to superiority but to deeper compassion and a more serious approach to how one loves others in this life. In conclusion, Heaven is Beautiful will appeal most to readers drawn to near-death experience memoirs, Christian spirituality, and true adventure narratives where survival and meaning are intertwined. Those who fear death, grieve a loss, or simply wonder whether consciousness ends at the body may find in Panagore's story a hopeful alternative death portrayed as a passage into a reality defined by love and forgiveness. The book also offers practical benefits beyond comfort. It encourages readers to examine how they live now, especially around reconciliation, compassion, and the priorities that dominate attention when life feels secure. For spiritually curious readers, it provides a way to think about mystical experience without abandoning theological reflection or ethical consequence. What helps the book stand out in its category is the combination of a specific, high-stakes outdoor ordeal with a sustained effort to interpret the experience through years of spiritual development, including formal divinity training and ministry. Many NDE books focus on the event alone. Panagore places equal weight on what comes after the ongoing work of integrating awe into ordinary life. Readers wanting either a purely doctrinal work or a purely clinical treatment may prefer other titles. But those seeking a vivid narrative paired with reflective spiritual meaning will find this memoir memorable and challenging in constructive ways. If you would like to support Peter Baldwin Panagore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.